Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. After John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. 2 weeks ago, we heard first about John the Baptizer. We heard how he invited people to be baptized and to repent and receive forgiveness of their sins. John was a powerful prophetic figure, but he recognized that there were limits to what he could do. So he didn't claim credit for himself, but he pointed to the one who was coming after him, Jesus. And he said that Jesus would baptize with the Holy Spirit and actually change people's hearts and lives. Whereas John knew that he could only baptize with water, which symbolized the change that they would want to make. So John has been engaged in this ministry of baptism and proclamation, but suddenly something happens, and John is arrested. And there is a lot of bad news packed into that statement. Not only bad news for John, obviously, but bad news for his followers and for the crowds who were drawn to John by the power of his proclamation. As the Gospel of Mark tells us a little bit later, John has come into conflict with King Herod. He challenged Herod's marriage to his brother's wife, and this unleashed the power and the cruelty of the throne against John. Now, it hasn't happened yet by the time of this passage, but John will eventually be beheaded. And this is the context in which Jesus comes to Galilee and starts his ministry. It is a context of bad news, of danger. A really bad thing has happened to a fellow prophet, the one who baptized Jesus, after all. And you've got to wonder if this kind of danger and threat might not be contagious. Could this be a foreshadowing of what is in store for Jesus? Bad news often seems to escalate. It starts with one thing and then moves quickly to another and another. And people start whispering and the anxiety starts ratcheting up. Bad news just seems to take over. And we know this because there is plenty of bad news in our world today. Just this week, some bad news was proclaimed in the city of Dayton. It was announced that Good Samaritan Hospital would be closing. Now, many of the 1,600 workers are apparently likely to find work elsewhere, but this is bad news, especially to Northwest Dayton, where the hospital has been an anchor. And Premier Health has cited many common sense reasons to tear the hospital down that I can't argue with. Miami Valley Hospital is only 5 miles away. Good Sam has only 50% of its beds filled. The landscape of healthcare is changing and hospital stays are shorter. There's a move towards more community health. And yet this still represents the loss of an important resource to the community of Northwest Dayton, which, by the way, is the community of our sister church, College Hill Presbyterian Church, which is just down the street from Good Sam. West Dayton has experienced grocery stores moving away. It has become what people call a food desert. And I know that there are some fears that it may become a health care desert as well. Local business is likely to lose a lot of traffic as those 1,600 workers go elsewhere for lunch or dry cleaning. And this is all bad news for Dayton. And there's plenty more bad news to talk about in our nation. There was some bad news for one very scary hour in Hawaii this past week when an alert was inadvertently sent out that there was an incoming nuclear missile strike. Very bad news for that 1 hour. There's bad news because we have a government shutdown that's affecting thousands of people in our area alone. And there's bad news in our world. A very popular pope spoke out this week against victims of sexual abuse at the hands of clergy. was a report that Russia has been planting false information, undermining the governments of Europe. There was terrible news that Syrian refugees have been freezing to death. Terrible news that Rohingya refugees have been contracting typhoid. And terrible news that a set of parents kept their 13 children shackled to furniture, underfed them for years. Terrible bad news this week. Bad news is real. It's rampant. It is part of life. And there will always be bad news. In fact, Jesus says, "The poor you will have always with you." And I think that's a version of bad news. And just when we think that we've gotten over some particular bad situation, that everything has resolved itself, when the Cold War ends, or the Berlin Wall comes down, or the Arab Spring topples dictators, just when you think it's getting better, some next phase of bad news seems to always start up. And the trouble is, not just that there is bad news, but we seem to prefer bad news. We give more credence to bad news. Often we even seek out the bad news. We're drawn to the bad news, whether it's true or false. We're drawn to bad news like the president is crazy, all immigrants represent a danger, the storm of a century, the storm of a millennium is barreling toward us, etc. We don't accidentally push an alert button warning of bad news. We run towards that alert button. We hold it down. We relish the adrenaline that's coursing through our bodies. There is no doubt about it. We contribute to our own bad news. Now, of course, there is some good news as well. There's good news this week that North and South Koreans have been talking and that they will be competing together at the Winter Olympics. They will be even walking together under one flag at the opening ceremonies. Wouldn't it be nice to think that that problem has been solved, that people of goodwill have ironed it all out, and that a long division between two countries will come to an end, that we don't have to worry anymore about a nuclear threat from that corner? Wouldn't that be nice? But we're talking about human beings, after all. And too often, we undermine the steps that we take toward peace, whether we do that intentionally or unintentionally. The good news of the world is transient and impermanent. And God may be there in the good news, but the good news that we manufacture is not the same thing as God's good news. Sometimes good news makes the headlines, and sometimes it even gets the biggest headlines of all. You remember the ones that say things like, "War over," in 5-inch capitals, or "Nixon resigns." But good news usually gets smaller headlines, if it gets headlines at all. Was there a lead article in the Galilee Gazette that said, "Local boy starts preaching ministry"? When Jesus came to Galilee and was proclaiming the good news of God, did he get the good news press? Because what happens right after John's arrest is that Jesus seems to take up right where John leaves off. Jesus says, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe in the good news." And it probably took a while before the significance of what he had said actually sunk in, before it actually sounded like good news, but when it did, Jesus' ministry really took off. We are bad news junkies, but we still yearn for good news, and when we hear it, we run after it too. The good news that comes from God always trumps bad news. The prophet Isaiah said it, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace and brings good news, who announces salvation." Jesus is the messenger who brings good news. and the salvation that he brings will soon become evident. The good news is that God has drawn near, that God isn't distant. In fact, I think for some people, the proclamation that God exists at all is good news. And the proclamation that God cares for us, that's even better. God's good news, you see, isn't just about miracles, although Jesus is going to perform some miracles. The good news is that God's healing power is let loose in the world. Jesus is going to take his healing ministry to all. The good news is that God's forgiving power is stronger than the world's judging power. The good news is that God's building power is going to last longer than hospitals or palaces or temples or even churches. God's building power has made a community of faith with Christ as its one foundation. Because Jesus not only proclaims good news, but he enacts it by calling disciples to follow him, to form this community, to follow him and fish for people. And so he invites Simon and Andrew and James and John. And even though they're in the middle of a really bad news story, John's just been arrested, they follow. In essence, they agree to put the good news before the bad news. And that's asked of us as well. I think that following Jesus means that we are to give up our addiction to the bad news. It means that we need to rethink why we might more easily believe in the bad news. Why might we believe that God is punishing us through hurricanes or mudslides, rather than to trust and proclaim that God is at work through us to bring good news to the world. Even in the context of bad news, God may use us to bring some of that good news about. Jesus preaches good news, and Jesus is good news. He is God come among us, reaching out to us, narrowing that divide that has sprung up between us because of the alienation that we feel for sin. Jesus means the ultimate end of bad news. Because bad news is never the end of the story. There was some terribly bad news on a Friday 2,000 years ago. There was bad news that the movement that Jesus had led was ended. There was bad news of an agonizing and horrific crucifixion. There was bad news of grief and loss. And yet, the story does not end on Friday. It continues on to Sunday, when the good news just bursts forth out of that empty tomb. Jesus' resurrection is the ultimate good news that counteracts all the bad news. It is the promise that death is not the end, that God has overcome the powers of sin and death and evil. In the end, it is the promise that all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Good news wins. And not just any good news, but the good news of God. I believe that God is at work in all the little instances, in all the times when we just happen to accomplish some good news. But God is also at work in the big things, turning our world into a new creation. And so luckily, we don't have to rely on ourselves to bring to an end all of the bad news. God is already doing that. And God has been doing it ever since Jesus came to Galilee. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.